Tonight, Brian is going to be offering some opening reflections. In the past few times when he served as the host, he made the effort to incorporate some nice details on the significance of the date of that particular circle. So as a tribute to Brian, I'm going to offer three brief items about May 28th that may be of some interest. The first one being that every year, on the evening of the May 28th, the Baha'is commemorate the ascension of Baha'u'llah, the founder of the Baha'i faith, and today marks his passing in 1892 and is observed with prayer and reflection on his teachings of unity and peace. Second, today is National Day in Ethiopia, and their former longtime ruler, Haile Selassie, is a central figure in the Rastafari religion that inspired Bob Marley, who wrote a number of deeply spiritual songs that are considered all-time classics, such as Three Little Birds, Redemption Song, and One Love. Let's get together and feel all right. But last but not least, I don't remember if it was Brinda or Hemi that first extolled the virtue of slugs, or maybe slime, some months back. But May 28th is the official slugs return from Capistrano Day, which raises awareness about slugs and the vital role they play in our ecosystem. And speaking of Hemi, she has kindly agreed to read this week's passage. So I'm going to hand the mic over to Hemi to read the rather lengthy passage. And then following that, Brian will offer some opening reflections.
I don't see your screen, Mark. No, I think
are you able to see the screen now?
Yes. Simple Was Satisfying by Susan Barr Wu. The cultivation of mindfulness is key to waking up and fully experiencing simple pleasures. Simple pleasures are small things that don't cost much, if anything at all. Some examples among my personal favorites are going to bed with freshly clean sheets, taking a bubble bath, listening to your favorite music, looking up at the moon and stars, feeling the shade of a tree canopy on a hot day, sipping a cup of tea in front of a crackling fire on a cold day, or watching dogs run around or children playing at the park. The list of possible simple pleasures is limitless and varies from one person to another. What one person experiences as pleasurable, another may not. You may even find that your simple pleasures change from day to day or month to month, depending on how you feel, the weather, who you're with, or whatever may arise unexpectedly. It is important to notice small treasures present or that await you. If you are completely preoccupied with your medical test or doctor's appointment next week, you might miss the rare migratory birds outside your window right now. For each simple pleasure that you are aware of, pause, smile, and be grateful for that moment, a moment of effortless goodness. During the last 2 years of my father's life, he lost his ability to swallow. The simple pleasures associated with eating and drinking that most of us take for granted were stripped from this man of few words. In his retirement, my dad had delighted in daily trips to the market for fresh vegetables and filet, mindfully mastering a gustatory creation that he then savored while sipping on a glass of Merlot, going out to eat, one of his great pastimes, and planning and preparing holiday meals for family and friends were no longer options. Even swallowing a spoonful of ice cream, a single ice chip, or his own saliva was impossible and carried serious consequences like an infection in his lungs. The road to finding and experiencing new pleasures was not easy for him, yet it was possible. His yellow Labrador retriever, Daisy, brought him immeasurable joy. He would melt with a grin on his face, looking into her big brown eyes as she laid her head on his chest whenever they rested together on the sofa. He would pat her belly, and she would express her affection and gratitude by licking his face. Quiet time with Daisy mattered more than anything else to my dad. He was grateful to his dear dog every day for being his best friend and loyal companion. He was also grateful that he could still walk and go for short strolls outside his house, a far cry from his days as a serious marathon runner. He would sit in a lawn chair with Daisy at his feet and soak in the New England sun. He was enlivened by bird song, puffy clouds floating across the sky, maple trees swinging in the breeze, and the fresh, crisp Vermont mountain air as it filled his lungs. Nature was nourishing. Simple was satisfying. I was also reminded of a woman named Anna who had an extended hospitalization. She returned home with fresh eyes after weeks in the hospital. Home had a familiar comfort, yet she was able to experience it in ways she hadn't ever before. She shared the following. The other day, I was standing at the radiator and I was just ready to pick something up to read, and I thought, ah, I'm at the radiator. It is warm. I'm in my home. Isn't this lovely? Pause for a moment. Expand your field of awareness and answer these questions. What simple pleasures are true for you right now? What can you see, hear, smell, taste, or feel that is pleasing to you at this moment? What pleasant colors, shades of light, shapes, scents, flavors, or skin sensations are you aware of? Let gratitude fill you. Rest in awareness of feeling grateful. Susan Barr Wu is the former president of Mind and Life Institute, started by the Dalai Lama. This excerpt above is from her latest book, Leaves Falling Gently. You can also join her on an upcoming Awakening podcast.
Thank you, Hemi. I believe Hemi is joining us from Mumbai, and we're going to jump all the way over to San Jose, California. I don't know if it's San Jose. Is that right, Brian?
Campbell, yes.
Campbell. So,
Yeah,
welcome, Campbell.
thank you, Mark, and thank you, Hemi. All my favorite people. So good evening, everyone. Tonight's passage is entitled Simple Was Satisfying. And I can tell you that being part of the Awakened Circle is always a simple pleasure that makes my week satisfying. So this passage was written by Susan Bauer Wu, who is a palliative care nurse and a neuroscience researcher. And she works with people who are experiencing serious, often terminal illnesses, helping them maintain mindfulness and compassion and connectedness despite their illnesses. And this passage comes from, as Hemi mentioned, her recently published book, Leaves Falling Gently. And I love that title because I think it's a wonderful metaphor for facing illness and death. It sort of acknowledges the impermanence of life and recognizes that, the leaves of every tree eventually decay and fall, but there's a kind of beauty and grace in these leaves falling gently at the end of their lives. So I think for the purposes of our discussion, I don't know if we'll focus on terminal illness and death. We may focus more on just maintaining mindfulness in our everyday lives. So let's start with the title. Simple was satisfying. So simple comes from the Latin word simplus, which means one fold. So, it's uncomplicated. It's not threefold, it's not sevenfold. It's just a very simple thing, a single thing. The same way that in order to be mindful, we want to be single-minded. So just something very simple, one fold. The word satisfying is a little more problematic for me. So what exactly do we mean by satisfying or satisfaction? The author asks us, what are the simple pleasures that you find in your lives? And I think when we talk about pleasure, often we refer to sensual pleasure, the things that can be experienced by the five senses, things we can see, hear, touch, taste, all of those things. But the problem with sensual pleasure is that they're subject to indulgence and attachment and even obsession or addiction. And I don't think that's exactly what the author is talking about here. But maybe if it helps and you have trouble with the word pleasure, you can substitute it with joy, joys or even blessings. And if you have trouble with the word satisfaction, you could substitute it with the word maybe contentment or fulfillment, So with that in mind, what are the simple joys or what are the simple ble blessings that we find in our lives? And I think it might be important to kind of separate this into two categories. I think for our purposes, maybe we're talking not about possessions, not about material items. Because I think if you have a top of the line Tesla, 72-inch television, brand new iPhone, that can certainly bring you joy and it can bring you pleasure, satisfaction, all of those things. But I think we're looking at things that you can't actually hold in your hands, non-material items, things like experiencing nature or interacting with your friends and your families, engaging in play or physical activity, participating in music or any one of the arts or even crafts, being with young children, enjoying the sanctuary of our own homes, our own gardens, participating in mindfulness or maybe related activities. So when we share tonight, we might ask ourselves, what are the things that bring us pleasure, joy, etc., that aren't things, that aren't possessions, things that we don't own, that we can't hold in our hands? And I think being able to enjoy these simple pleasures that are not material possessions requires that we're present. So what are these things that bring us pleasure that also allow us to be mindful, that allow us to be present, and that allow us to be grateful? So this past Sunday, I took a hike with a group out at the Peninsula Open Space Trust at Skyline Ridge. I'd never been there before. And we took about a 5 mile, fairly rigorous hike. And it seemed like the more that we hiked, the more we were tuned into our surroundings and really the more mindful that we became. So, what was I mindful of? Or what treasures did I find along the trail? Well, first, quiet, And the shelter and the shade of the trees, fresh air, bird song, wildflowers, the natural beauty that was all around me, the blessing of a healthy body that was able to go up and down steep hills. And because I was there with a couple of friends, just the company of good friends. And because the hike was led by these people from the Peninsula Open Space Trust, I had the sense that they were, they knew the trails better than I did. I was there for the first time. And, they were a little more tuned into their surroundings than I was. And, I think they were more mindful than I was. Where I just saw dirt and leaves and trees, they were able to point out butterflies and wildflowers, alligator lizards, banana slugs, and salamanders, things like that. One point I was walking with one of the trail guides, and she said, "Ooh, that's a red-winged blackbird." And I said, "Oh, well, where'd you see it? Where do you see it?" And she said, "I didn't see it. I just know its song, you know?" So I think there are, some of us that, we don't see and hear the things that other people do. Could be because we're, distracted or unmindful, but it could be just that we're not tuned into the right frequency that other people are. And some of us can see and hear things that others don't because we are tuned in to the right frequencies. So maybe tonight, as seed questions, what are simple pleasures that ground you? Or what are simple pleasures that fulfill you? What are simple joys or blessings that you are grateful for? And I'm hoping that maybe everyone could share a story of a time when you enjoyed simple blessings, simple pleasures. Okay, and let's see. Let's go. What do we have about four? Oh, is that 16? 15. Let's go 1 minute on the dot and let us go in alphabetical order.
That sounds great, Brian. What a wonderful opening. I'm still buzzing about the red-winged blackbird, and maybe I'll share more about that when it comes my turn. But if we're going alphabetically, that means Dinesh Uncle, you're up next, and then Harshita Auntie.
Hello, I'm Dinesh, and what a nice opening, Brian. And Hemi, as always, your voice is very clear to understand the passage. Being in nature is always satisfying in a way that is unparalleled by anything else. And in our daily life, I see moments that we are together, drinking, sipping a cup of tea or having dinner together. Those are some of the simple pleasures of life, or ha having a music group come over and sing some songs together. So yeah, that all is a daily experience from our life. And I think if we are not present, then we miss those opportunities, and that's very important to be aware. Thank you.
My name is Harshita, and thank you so much, Hemi, for such a beautiful reading. And Brian, your opening is very much in line with what I was feeling when I read the passage. Before I actually read the passage yesterday, one of Dinesh's cousin's wife, who lives in Houston, had called me, and she is 83, and recently, while going in her garden to see, not recently, a few months back, it was supposed to snow, so she went outside to see. She also loves gardening just like me, and we share a lot of details about what she's doing, what I'm doing, and how we can, we inspire each other in that way. But while doing that, she lost her balance and she had to go for full hip replacement. And then Then there was infection, and she had to go to the hospital again. And long story short, after 5 months, now she's better. And then last week it rained in Houston, and she said, "I just could not control myself." So because now I'm much better, so I have a lot to celebrate. So she went out in her backyard, and she was in the rain for as long as she could, dancing and making little paper boards from papers and sharing with the neighborhood kids. And her husband was telling her, even I asked her, "Weren't you afraid you might fall sick?" She said, "No, I didn't even think of anything else. I was like, this is life. This is what it is." And she sent me her little video, and she was like, and she said that I was like, I went back in my childhood. There was nothing else except the rain and me. And it was such a joy to hear that from her, who, just recently she was allowed to do little things around. So, and she said, "I was so grateful that I could do that." Then I read this passage. And of course, personally for me also, as I mentioned, the little things in my garden makes me feel so happy. So usually we get monarch butterflies, but today I saw a yellow butterfly, and it made me feel so happy. And I'm like, wow, this is like, from where did it come? Just for me, especially. And just looking at all the little things is so special. And it fills my heart with gratitude, with joy. And then, of course, when somebody knocks on the door and they surprise me, that also fills me up with a lot of surprise and joy. And it's nice to feel the presence of the person. Thank you so much.
That was lovely. You said that the butterfly came specially for you, Harshita Aunty, but I would say the converse is equally true, that you came specially for the butterfly, and I'm sure your presence was a treat for it as well. We'll go next to Hemi and then Jonathan.
Hello, everyone. First, I want to say thank you to Shayla, because you were so sweet to take up my charge last time, and I'm sorry to put you on a spot like that. I was super happy to get this passage instead, because I was so cheerful. I'm like, this fits my personality a bit more. I was super happy to read this passage, because, like Auntie said, I also love the rains. So the Mumbai rains decided that she's not gonna be here in June, so we'll come 1 month early just so that she can experience it. And one of the days I got to just stand at the window with my dad and experience the full blast of the rains falling, and it brings the like it's just the raindrops kind of come slanted in Mumbai. It comes with a lot of wind, and it feels really pleasant. So I did that to a dad one of the days, just maybe like 2 minutes. And then with mom, it's been very beautiful sunsets. So we just looked at the sunset from her room, and it just felt so nice to be there with them for these small things. I'm gonna remember that the most out of the trip. And I was thinking about the other thing was, there was this ad that used to come a long time ago for MasterCard. And yeah, at least I don't know if it was there in the States, but they would give all these examples of things that you can buy with MasterCard. But at the end, they would say, they would show like a very simple thing that you would do with your family, and it would end with, "There are some things in life that are priceless. For everything else, there's MasterCard." And what they're trying to tell you is, you don't need the card. Like, if you really listen to their message, what they're trying to say is, you don't need it. You just need the thing at the end. So it was funny for me, because some of these ads that come here now, because we are considered an emerging market, I can see the difference between like late stage capitalism and this, and it just feels so funny to see, and like think that this is not gonna bring you happiness. They're marketing it to you very aggressively right now, but it's not gonna do what they promise it to do. So it's been fun to see that and just remember that it's all about the small moments and the priceless moments, especially the ones that come when there's medical marketing, and then they'll tell you all about the side effects, but the background, if you mute it, is all about the things that if you did those things, you wouldn't fall ill in the first place. So I just loved looking at those medical ads with it muted completely so I can just see the visuals. So those are all the thoughts. And again, thank you, Shaila, for being so kind and adjusting on the fly. And thank you everyone for being here.
Thank you, Hemi. Over to you, Jonathan, and then Kieran.
Yeah, I think I'm here. Yeah, my internet's spotty, so I may freeze. I don't know. Just pretend that I'm meditating or something. Yeah, that was a lovely passage. I think that some friends of mine invited me out on Memorial Day, and they invited me to this little place in the Bay Area called China Camp. And it turns out it was a little alcove in the Marin Headlands, which is like a fishing village for Chinese settlers. And I could talk about the spiritual experiences I was having there, but it was like more like there's this little area you kind of go off and you feel like you're completely out in the wilderness. And then I could see the entirety of the Bay Area in front of me. And you get the feeling like, wow, nature is almost like pure joy. And I think in the passage, she was more talking about pointing towards Sri Anandamurti said that bliss is infinite pleasure. Yeah, I think she was pointing towards the basis of life being like pleasure, because in bliss itself, which is at the basis of life, is pleasure. And it was like really deeply uplifting to see the sky, the entirety of the bay, and just be like, wow, this is the macrocosm of which we are a part. But in our everyday lives, we don't feel like we're part of it. And then thinking about how weird it gets, how people get so fragmented and separated and addicted and just like, and then having thoughts about capitalism, I was like, that thing, oh God, look at that. And then I returned to like people for thousands of years have been living in communities in the simple, beautiful joy of nature for centuries. And I was like, you don't need nothing when you got that. So anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. Kieran, you're up.
Hi, thank you, Jonathan. Thank you. Thank you so much for like I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you, Hemi. Your reading was very well paced, and I loved hearing it. And Brian, your opening was excellent. And I loved how you explained about sensual pleasures and how if you get take too much indulgence can cause addiction. And then about your story about the nature and your with the tour guide and being mindful. And with your the red-winged bird reminded me also because recently I also went to a hike in Pinnacles National Park and I actually saw the red-winged bird and it was really cool. And so yeah, I think there are a lot of birds there in Pinnacles if anyone wants to go there. It's a very pretty place. And yeah, so I think your question was, what are the some simple joys? So one of these is going for hikes in nature. And I recently went on a hike with my family. And it was after a long time that we all could finally go to a hike. So even the previous day, We finally had to convince them, like, okay, you're coming, this, that, because they have so many other plans. My kids are like 20 and 23, though, so they have so many plans. But finally, they said yes. But they went somewhere in the night, so at least one kid was out, and they came late at 12. So I thought, okay, this is not going to work for tomorrow, because we have to leave very early for the hike, so that we get the parking, because parking is a big problem there in Pinnacles. It's very small parking area. But anyways, so we started late. We ended up going to the park, but it was worth it. And we also did. We went all the way towards the reservoir. It's a very, very beautiful reservoir. Like, you can just sit on the rocks and look at the reservoir surrounded by these cliffs of like huge rocks, and the reflections falls in the water. And then these dragonflies just flying around. You could just see, and it was such an amazing thing. Like, my daughters, we were just sitting on the rocks, and then my daughter just spotted one bird, and there was a tiny big bird, and then one small bird was sitting on it. And that was giving it a ride. And that was so amazing. I never seen such a thing. And it was giving it a ride, and then it came out. Again, it sat. Again, it was riding it. I don't know what they were doing. Like, it was so many birds. Like, it was, I've never seen such fun things. And we also just randomly remembered skipping stones. So my daughter and son, they had a competition of skipping stones. They tried many times, but we didn't go beyond four. So three, I think three was the maximum. Yeah. So, but it was still fun. And so these are some of the things. Hiking is one of the simple pleasures. So we should make it happen. But I'm very grateful that it happened, and I really enjoyed it. Yeah. And I'm very grateful for these circles every week. So thank you so much to all of you. I'm very grateful to each one of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Kieran. I'll share a few brief reflections and then we'll go to Melanie. As I mentioned, Brian, I was really captivated by your mention of the red-winged blackbird and the context for mentioning it, because I really think it points to just the joy of paying attention. And I remember vividly being probably in my early teens. And for the first time, consciously associating various bird songs just on my own, not through a recording, but being outdoors and going, oh, that's the cardinal. And then remembering that. And then, oh, that's the robin, that's the sparrow, that's the titmouse. And then later in life, it was very natural for me to hear the song and then sort of delight and go, oh, I get to look for the cardinal or whatever it is that's singing. And I think, in a similar way as your friend had with you, I would comment almost unconsciously to someone I was working with or something. I'd be like, oh, cardinal's out. And they're like, where? And I go, I don't know yet. And they too would express that surprise. But it's just that joy of consciously being present in your environment. And another simple joy I've had for a long time that's kind of strange is I love to stick my snoot in between the thick bark of redwood trees and just deeply inhale. And for some reason, it smells like maple syrup to me. I don't know if this is just some weird twist of my neurology, but that's one of my joys. Standing barefoot on a threshold. Like it's sort of a form of reflexology. Like if I go on a long walk or whatever, I'll peel off my sandals and then stand on the curb. So my foot is mid curb, and that is another simple pleasure. Another one is just to fondle geranium leaves whenever I'm passing geranium. And when I sniff my fingers, speaking of Harshita Anti and Hemi extolling rain, it smells like fresh rain to me, and that's one of my favorite smells. And then, just quickly, in the context of this circle, this past weekend I got to experience Harshita Anti's khichdi, I think it was, that she had prepared. I'm not sure if that was khichdi that I had, it was something else, so already I'm straying. But I'll just share that the simple pleasure Maybe it's misleading to call it simple, but anytime I get to have some of Harshita Auntie's cooking, it's just so wonderful. And it was a simple preparation, but I knew so much work and so much love had gone into it. And so I was just relishing every bite. And Brian, Kieran, and Rick, just a special shout out to you for the way you show up on these calls. Because whenever I've mentioned this before, maybe whenever I'm feeling lost, I just look to you guys, and there's always like a nod or just some visible expression of deep listening. And that's a beautiful, beautiful gift. And I've actually tried to model some of my behavior after the three of you, but all of you do this wonderfully in your own way. And then every time Tanishi comes on a call, another simple pleasure. Dinesh Uncle, every time he offers a song, this is another delight for me. And in the after hours, we might just have that very treat. So something to look forward to. But over to you, Melanie. I'm not sure if it's your first time here or just, oh, so super welcome to you. And if you could share just briefly, maybe how you came to learn at the circle and where you're joining us from. I'm from the Bay Area, by the way, like near San Francisco.
Okay, yeah, sure. So I'm actually in Saratoga, so I'm in the South Bay. And then I want to thank everyone for allowing me to come. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate Shyla introducing me to the group and inviting me. So it was very kind of her. And yeah, so just to kind of answer the question. So I'm a social worker and I work with cancer patients. And so I could definitely relate to the author and one of the groups. I run a support group for our cancer patients, and I've started it as a crafting group. And when I wanted to start this group, my boss is not a crafter at all, and she was kind of like, "We're a cancer organization, and you want to start a knitting group?" Like, it did not make any sense to her whatsoever. But I was trying to tell her, like, you know, I think that when we craft it can be a very mindful experience. And you know, it I think it and it's amazing that even though half of my group are stage four cancer survivors, the joy that they get from crafting and you know, kind of the feel of the yarn and what they're creating and the colors of their quilts and just the joy from that. And it just makes me so happy to see that whole experience. So I'm very grateful for the for that group and for you know, for what we can create from our crafting experiences.
Thank you so much, Melanie. I hope you're able to come back in subsequent weeks. It would be a treat for all of us. So we'll go to Neet and then Pragalba next.
Hi everyone. Welcome Melanie to this wonderful group. This is one of my happy places and the simple pleasures. But yeah, I really look forward to this every week. So welcome to you to this wonderful group. For me, simple. There are a lot of simple pleasures. And recently, I was lucky to this weekend. I was lucky enough to be able to be healthy enough to drive all the way to Tahoe, which is like about in traffic would take 5 hours. So it was, you know, it made me happy that I was able to sit in the car and, you know, go all the way and enjoy the nature. So that was a wonderful, simple pleasure for me, just being in the nature and doing some hikes. Yeah, looking at the sunset is and sunrise, that's one of the simple pleasures. I love doing that. Smelling the rain, the first rain. I love the smell of the rain, a lot of things. And spending time with friends and family, just talking to them on the phone. I love doing that too. Just catching up. Yeah. Listening to music, a lot of things. Yeah. Yep. Finally love being here again. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Speaking of music and rain, Neet, one of my favorite Hindi songs is Barish Hoti Hai, that doom chuck chuck song from back in the 90s, early 90s, maybe mid 90s. I don't know. Over to you, Pragalba, and then Rick.
Thank you. Wow. It's such a deep, deep, simple pleasure just to be here. It just feels newly extraordinary when I come after a couple of months of break that I wouldn't have chosen. And that's the thing about simple pleasures. I feel like they're so extraordinary because they become so extraordinary when I am present or I get to show up for them. So much has been already said. My simple pleasures, if I could make a quick list, it's the crunchy sound of the leaves in the fall, and I really like to walk on them. I like to seek out and really go like a child, crunch, crunch, crunch on them. It's so nice to do that. And I really feel like a child, and I never had that as a child. When I cook and when I feel a lot of love, and somebody receives that and really receives the love, it's like one of my deepest joy and gratitude. It's my language of love that I really enjoy offering. Just this morning, I was in a call, on a call with a friend in India who was going through a lot of stuff, mind stuff, emotion stuff, body stuff, and even though I couldn't see her she hadn't spoken much, there's something of this level of transmission when we are connected with people where there's no barriers of distance, geography, or anything. There's just like pure energy. And I just said, "You're so light and bright today." And she's like, "How do you know? I just feel great." And it's just like, you know, that's something that gives me always like this deep joy of being and a satisfaction of being in connection with humans like that. And I think that's the thing about simple pleasures. For most of my life, I grew up in houses with no views of the sky. So when I went out on vacations and there's these magnificent sunsets or the moon shimmering on the ocean and things like that, they felt divine and mind-blowing and extraordinary to me. And then I started questioning, but I live on Earth. Aren't these simple events that happen every day? It's just about where am I every day during those sunsets? Not like they don't exist. It's where am I? And the theme kind of continues. It's like, if I am present and if I get a little heavy, a squirrel is jumping in the backyard, and I just look at her and the heaviness jumps out of me, kind of a thing. So I liked how Brian brought up in the opening about what, you know, the different kind of connotations of what satisfaction can mean. And he named what I had in mind when I first read the passages. Like, to me, satisfying is like mostly when I am out of the way from trying to make something out of something, but just like deeply present. And if I were to really go for something satisfying, then I would want to lean on from what I learned and practice. The teaching that came to me from the yoga philosophy is that contentment is not a result, but it is a choice and it is a practice. So this comes together very well for me, is that as long as I am content or practicing contentment where I am, not wanting anything to be different, there is a level of presence that I am graced with already, for which
I do not need to do anything extra but just be there. And things become available. They are really simple pleasures, but also kind of connect to become this extraordinary kind of unfolding. Yeah, I think I want to stop there because Brian also asked for stories and plenty come to my mind. So I'll say none. Thank you.
Maybe in the after hours you might share one of those. You used the word extraordinary, which is one of my favorite words, especially in the context of what you shared, extraordinary, and the preciousness of that ordinariness. Over to you, Rick, and then Shyla.
Thank you. Well, what a powerful share that I just heard. Thank you so much. Wow. So it's interesting. So Donna and I are completing our first full year now in the Pacific Northwest. So we live up north of Seattle near a town called Everett. And we have, really literally outside our door across the street, we have access to wonderful nature trails and nature preserves. And you can imagine, it's the Northwest, it's like Canada up here. And the nature here is, very tall trees like Sitka spruce, and vines and undergrowth and a lot of water flowing everywhere. And so it's a kind of like if you imagine a rainforest being a coal jungle, this is what that's like. And you get even more of that when you go west of here, around the Olympic Peninsula in Western Washington, and you have real rainforest there. But here, comparison to our desert experiences, in the past, this is just wonderful. And so today, I'm glad I read the passage before I did this. I set out this afternoon on what I try to have as a daily walk. It's usually more like every 2 days I get out and really walk. And I walk down one of the trails, it's one of the best ones here, which leads down a ravine, like a canyon, of trees and vines and this bubbling stream. And it's just beautiful. You can see fish sometimes swimming in the water. Lots of insects and birds are everywhere. You can hear them and see them. And so having read the passage, I was primed to be even more attentive than I typically am. And so as I was walking, I noticed something that I wouldn't have noticed before if I hadn't been paying attention. Today was the first warm day. It got up to 80 degrees today. And it's the last time it was 80 degrees was about a year ago. And so I was walking along the trail and going through a sunny area, you could feel the warmth. And as I would walk under the shade of the trees, I would immediately feel this sort of waft of cool air come over me, like kind of like a caress. And I just sort of noticed that and said, oh, wow, this is incredible. And I kept walking. And then I walked back out into the sunlight again. And I then got caressed by warm air. It was equally a pleasure. And I started walking. I went through this change about 20 times walking down the trail. And I just wanted to keep walking. I wanted to go back and do it again and again if I had the time, just to keep having that experience because it was so pleasurable. And I got that had I not been paying attention, probably would have missed that. So, wow, the power of being present requires a little bit of discipline, it requires paying attention. But wow, the rewards are incredible. And I want to also thank Brian for your wonderful opening and also Emmy for your wonderful reading too. Just both of that to sort of set the stage for tonight's conversation. So thank you so much.
Namaste, everybody. Most grateful to be here. Hemi, so good to have you read the passage. Yes, it fits your vibes 100%. And Brian, thank you. Thank you for the opening and the metaphor of leaves falling gently. It's how life cycles, most life cycles are. Thanks very much. And for Galba, thanks for that reminder. Contentment is a choice. It is a practice. It is not a result. So, thanks for these wonderful reminders. And I'd like to offer a song. Thanks to all the Rain and Mark. Credit goes to you. कोई लड़की है जब वो हंसती है बारिश होती है छनक छनक छम छम
कोई लड़का है जब वो गाता है सावन आता है घुमट घुमट घुम घुम चक दुम दुम चक दुम दुम. सो दिस इज अ सॉन्ग अबाउट रेन. थैंक यू फॉर लिसनिंग.
Oh man, Shyla, you made my day and the rest of this month, what's left of it. So I think it's going to go, the joy is going to last all the way through June. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll go to Swaroop and then Tanishi, if she happens to be with you this evening, and then over to Wendy.
Good evening, everybody. Anthony, she will be here maybe in a bit, but she's not here around right now. Shella, that was beautiful. I don't know how to follow that. But yeah, this yeah circle, just so special, so simple. Every week, I think was it Ryan? Ryan, you mentioned at the start of your opening, this is like the simple. What was it you called it? You said something special. But yeah, this is the simple joy of the week. And yeah, when I even just like think about today, so my mom is here, and I have been actually spending quite a bit of time just like cooking with her, and it's just like so fun. And I love cooking, and so we'll make like rotis or whatever, like sabjis and simple vegetables and same things that I would make by myself, and there is like just small tweaks that now I'm kind of like learning from my mom, and the taste is like completely different. And you just like ask Tanishi, like we made okra today, and she's like, oh, this is like literally 10x better than what you make. And I'm like, okay, yes, now I know how to make that. And so just like those small things, I think like, yeah, it's just like so much joy in those. Like even today evening, we're just like going outside playing pickleball, and one of her friends hops in, and she's like driving by, and she just like asks her mom to stop the car, and she joins playing pickleball with us. And again, these are all just like small things, which is just so full of joy in kind of like these small moments. The other thing that came to mind was this principle, and this is actually a design principle in software, but also I think in hardware. And actually started, I think, in military in the 1960s, and it's called the KISS principle. I don't know if you've heard about it, but it's the keep it simple, stupid principle. And especially in kind of like software development and building kind of like products, keeping things simple is extremely hard. And that is why products like Apple or kind of like things that are really, really simple that anybody can actually use, are it's actually extremely hard to kind of like make that. And so you can easily make something really, really complex. And yeah, so that was, and one last thing actually that if there is time in the after hours, then I'm gonna put micro pleasures on the spot here. And I'm gonna talk about a macro pleasure that I had maybe 3 weeks ago, going on a long walk with micro pleasure. And maybe if there is time, I will send some show some pictures from the walk and what we did. And it was just such a simple kind of like thing that we did, but it was just so much joy. I just had a blast just going on a walk with micro pleasures, and looking forward to another one, hopefully sometime soon. So would love to share more on that. And he also puts everybody on the spot to perform and sing and so on. And I'm gonna put him on the spot. I don't know how many of you knew that he plays piano really, really well. And he also creates music, and he has created a Hindi song. And maybe you should probably play that if you're okay with that. So with that, I'm gonna continue to listen. Thank you.
Your mention of okra, Swaroop, is killing me. Bindi masala is my all-time favorite dish. And I'll talk more about that maybe in the after hours, but so beautiful you're getting to bond with your mother in this way. So over to Wendy and an Aryeh.
Oh, thank you so much, Brian and Hemi, for your reading and also your description of the passage. And Mark, when you had mentioned Bob Marley and Three Little Birds, I have to say that I've had in the last couple of years, I've had two surgical procedures, and I'm lying there, and they all ask me, "What would you like to hear?" And I always say, "Three Little Birds." And I'll just sing the first phrase. It goes, "Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing's gonna be all right." So as you're kind of going into anesthesia, that's just a perfect thing to listen to. I think also at this age, the simple pleasures, it's just a really important practice, as I just don't have the energy to do a lot of things that I used to do. And so just really focusing on simple pleasures, I think it just brings a lot of joy and fulfillment in my life currently. And I am going to just finish by a possession. And this is something that I've just gotten that is giving me a lot of joy. It's a little fish vase and the little rose in there. And it's just so whimsical that whenever I look at it, I just laugh. And so I just wanted to just share that's my little simple pleasure that's been giving me a lot of pleasure lately. I'll end here.
I guess I'm next. Thank you. Thank you, Hemi, and thank you, Brian. Thank you, everyone. You know, I feel like we're creating a whole bouquet, a collection of simple pleasures here in this circle. You know, as I showed up tonight, what just popped in my head randomly was the old story about the Zen master who was chased by a tiger off the cliff, right? And he's hanging on the vines and he's falling down. He's falling down. And then he sees a strawberry on the side of the cliff and he plucks the strawberry and he says, ah, is that a simple pleasure or is that a simple pleasure? One more simple pleasure popped into my head of some 30 some odd years ago. One of the things I remember my kids growing up, they're now in their early 40s, but at that time they were little kids. And every spring here on the coast, there are flowers called Bermuda buttercups. They're little tiny yellow flowers. And they're everywhere, hundreds of them, thousands of them. And one of the memories that my daughter and my son and I share is at a certain time in the spring, there was a farmer's field just off of the main road that was filled with Bermuda buttercups. And we used to go and crawl inside the Bermuda buttercups and play hide and seek. And my kids have remembered that all their lives. And I remember that simple pleasure as a high point of their childhood.
That was beautiful, Aria. We'll go to Bonnie and Bradley. We have 2 minutes left for the regularly scheduled portion of this evening. So I invite both of you to entertain the possibility too of what we can extend your share into the after hours since now we're down to 1 minute because I've rambled so long. So over to you, Bonnie, and then Bradley, maybe just for a brief check-in each, and then we'll go immediately to you again in the after hours if you're able to stick around.
Sure, thank you. I just loved hearing what everybody had to share, and Melanie, welcome, and Hemi, thank you for the great reading, and I love it that you have the picture of the dog behind your head. That's so cool. It's wonderful. And Brian, thank you. And I just used most of my time saying thank you to everybody. But one quick practice that I've been doing recently to engage the infinite in the ordinary is when I write thank you notes to people in the congregation, I'll tell them what they really did. You know, like, if, for example, somebody gave us a refrigerator, and I was like, you may think you just gave us a refrigerator, but really you're nourishing generations to come, and so on and so on and so on. So I've got more to say, but I'm going to just go ahead and pass it over to Bradley for now. Thank you.
And I will just offer a quick thank you to everybody. Loved your stories, and we can proceed into the moment, a minute of silence, and then to the after hours from Micro.
All right, that's the perfect cue for our minute of silence. Thank you, Bradley. For those of you that can stick around, we'll have a half hour more of informal conversation, and would love to hear more from Melanie if she's up for sharing. So just a minute of silence.